Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Michael Kelsey as we talk about vultures in just a moment.
This is Greg Griffith with the Livestock Exchange. Friends, you need a professional working for you when you sell your cattle. That's how you get top dollar. And selling with one of the 8 commissions at the Oklahoma National Stockyards means you'll have a pro working hard on your behalf. The Oklahoma National Stockyards, still one of the largest stocker and feeder cattle markets in the world. Bring your cattle and consign with one of our commission firms. And while you're in town, go around the corner and have a great steak or shop for a pair of boots here in Stockyard City. Remember, the Livestock Exchange at the Oklahoma National Stockyards.
The commodities markets are an integral part of the U.S. economy. Each business day, futures contracts trade in the energy, financial, and agricultural markets. Hi, I'm Curtis Ward, president of KIS Futures. Our firm executes futures and options and provides risk management strategies for our clients who hedge. Our team also provides full-service brokerage while offering free quotes and charts, free market reports, market text messages, futures market tutorials, and real-time account information. For more information about our trading services, give us a call at 1-800-256-2555 or log on to our website at kisfutures.com.
Cattle producers across the country gathering here in Nashville at the 2017 Cattle Industry Convention. One of the issues that cattle producers from our neck of the woods are bringing to Nashville this year, black vultures, and concern over this predator causing harm to our cattle herds. So says Michael Kelsey of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association.
If we drill down a little deeper to be very specific on one issue that we're going to take to Nashville, deals with black vultures. We're seeing an increase in the number of these critters out in the countryside, and especially during calving season right now. I've had several phone calls from members saying, hey, I'm losing calves to these black vultures. We need to do something. That's a federal issue. It's a migratory bird. And so it's under the migratory bird policies. And so we're going to have to go to U.S. Fish and Wildlife to address this. So we need a broad application. We've already talked to Senator Langford and Congressman Lucas's office. They're interested in engaging with us as well. We're going to take that issue to NCBA, and we've got friends in other states that are very similar in that issue.
Well, I guess some of our neighboring states are also concerned about this.
Absolutely. Arkansas was the one. Arkansas cattlemen actually, let me give credit where credit's due, we stole a little bit of their language, in fact, quite a bit of their language from their resolution, but it was a very good resolution that dealt exactly with what we'd been talking about. So, hey, let's work together. Right. But I also know our friends in Texas. I've talked to them. They've seen some. I believe there's been some in Kansas and so forth. So, again, a regional type problem, perhaps even national, but we need to address it from that standpoint. And NCBA is a great forum and a way to do that.
I guess lesser prairie chicken continues to kind of lurk around as far as what Fish and Wildlife may do, and I guess that's an unknown with the Trump administration.
It is, and the Endangered Species Act, boy, we've said this for a long time, but we really need an overhaul there, and we're not ever going to get rid of that. Probably don't need to, but I think the it needs to be more relevant to today's time. We have better technologies now to understand what populations are. We have a better understanding of habitat, and quite frankly, have better relationships in terms of conservation in the conservation community. And I firmly believe that we're the pillar in the conservation community because we're the original stewards of the land. And so it gives us an opportunity to do some things there in terms of endangered species. But that prairie chicken deal is going to continue to be there for a while. We're going to have to continue to work on that and just educate probably more than anything. But our farmers and ranchers continue to do a great job in that area, and we just continue to discover that they're doing so. We just need to tell that story.
Several of our cattle producers in our state, and we've got some entities in the state that have been very engaged with the live cattle marketing issue and the volatility there, the transparency, the liquidity issues, all of that.
All that's very, very important. Curtis Ward over here at across the street from our office at National and with Superior Livestock is one of the chairs of the subcommittee for NCBA and some of those issues. You're right. And then we have other Oklahomans that are involved as well. You're right. That transparency, the volatility in the markets, understanding who's playing and who's not, then what are the rules regarding the contracts and so forth. Do some of those need to be updated? All the while understanding that on the CME, we're less than 1% of their total market. And so you know, just from a business standpoint, if you've got somebody who's less than 1% and comes in and starts breaking down the house, then you're going to approach that a little differently than someone who's a 20%er. So we've got to be careful in when we walk in there so that we don't lose that instrument, in other words. And let's just be frank. We don't want to lose that instrument, that risk management instrument. But at the same time, we need to stand up for our industry. And NCBA has done a great job in that. It's a very difficult issue and obviously very high profile because of prices. But it's a hard issue to work through. But I'm looking forward to some of the reports that some of those subcommittees are going to offer when we get to Nashville and then their continued work thereafter.
Michael Kelsey on some of the policy issues that may well come up at this year's Cattle Industry Convention here in Nashville. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Messner Ranch, they've got the oldest annual production sale in the state, and it's coming up on February 4th at the ranch in Slapout, Oklahoma. The sale starts at 12:30, featuring 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls, plus 80 bred Angus and Hereford heifers. Request a catalog at dvauction.com, or for more information, contact Milton at 580-273-9494, or call Van at 580-552-1555. That's the Messner Ranch production sale, February 4th. We'll see you there.
At your Beef Buzz from Nashville, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.